power important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, that triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of MensMax twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. bowels of politics for a number of decades, and because of your wisdom, we're able to connect the dots to the higher order masters of darkness, the masters of chaos, both in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, and basically every political system in the world. They're all run as they say, if you were to go to a Walmart, the Walmart was run by Lucifer, and every brand in the Walmart had a stamp approved by the Prince of Darkness, you'd realize that you're actually dealing with the public system of politics. And by the way, mostly religions, too, and by the way, universities and secret orders, they're deeply embedded in everything from the law to medicine to science. It's all deeply luciferic, isn't it?
It is. In fact, yeah. No, this has been drafted a very long time ago, and their plans are being laid out in the most sustaining thing for the conspiracy of evil is the fact that they have the patience. You know, you see that it was drummed into them with the Fabian Socialist Society, in which you know, they have a turtle. It says, "I move slowly, but I strike hard." And of course, they also, their other shield of arms and a stained glass window dedicated to George Bernard Shaw as a sheep in wolf's clothing. So, you know, they're lying to us. I mean, we've got members from the Fabian Socialist London School of Economics in key places all across the country. We've got Bill Clinton, who is a Rhodes Scholar, his roommate, Strobe Talbert. We can go on and on with the people that are members of the Rhodes Scholar Network that was funded by Rothschild and Cecil Rhodes. And there's a couple of terrific books on that. The Fabian Freeway, called The Highway to Socialism, by Rose, let me think of her name, Rose L. Martin. I think you might be able to find a couple of those books at Amazon. But some of these books need to be reproduced and spread among people that want a strategy to defeat the world order. And one of the ideas that G. Edward Griffin has is to set up, I think he calls it, local libraries. Although I have a major disagreement with G. Edward Griffin and his absence of naming Skull and Bones and Parafim, very secret societies in his books, the idea of maintaining local libraries or a set of books that have generic, basic, suppressed information is very good. I wouldn't look to them for leadership, but I'd look to them for education. Right now, I think in the pantheon of organizations, the Birch Society has a lot of good information. I've seen things I've disagreed with that I've sent letters to the editor within the last 4 or 5 months, but many of their books and reproductions and their focus on the conspiracy is better than almost anybody. And I'll also give a handout to Cliff Kincaid of Survival Incorporated, and he kind of pals around with an Australian, like his name doesn't come to me right now, but he's featured as a speaker, doesn't particularly go into the Bilderbergers, Trilats and stuff, but he's pretty good on the communist street people. And there's other people out there that are embedded in organizations that are kind of trained or mushed by a team of dogs, you know, pulling their weight with you know, some good philosophy, but it's designed never to go after the conspirators themselves. And those, unfortunately, so many good people and so much of their money is just dumped into stuff that is some of it is designed to actually work against them, to neutralize them.
Right. Now, if we were to summarize what's going on in our politics right now, we have, with Donald Trump, a great deal of distraction, I would say. He's doing some things correct and some things really wrong. Now, I'm going to give him credit where he needs credit. He's reduced regulations. He's improved jobs. He's improved the economy tremendously. But on the other hand, he's also pushed 5G network, is push water recycling, and he's setting up treaties which, in fact, are part of what's called the New World Order. The treaty that was fomented by his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was the USMC treaty, and Jared got the highest award in Mexico for setting up this because it was a much improvement for Mexico with their socialist leader of Mexico. But they don't realize they're actually now caught in this plan that was fomented in the fall of 1973 under the Journal of Foreign Affairs called the Council on Foreign Relations to set up a 10-zone world that was under the control of the New World Order. And the New World Order is directly under the control of the District of Criminals, I call it, or D.C., and the Corporation of the United States. The U.S. Corporation is running the New World Order via its proxies, the secret agencies, and the SAD, or Special Activities Division, is the 17th agency, was chipped off of the world of the CIA, but it actually runs the state of it's a real hell, Israel, and the state of Saudi Arabia, and it runs the Bilderbergers and the other agencies that have set up the super state Europe. People don't get this. They don't realize, well, Trump is doing some really good things. A lot of people presume, for example, that Trump's a Christian. He's not. He's a high-level white hat Mason. He is an American patriot. He's probably the best president we've ever had. But we need to talk to the man face-to-face because he doesn't get it. He doesn't think that, he doesn't realize that doing what's right in your own eyes, even if it's economically correct, is actually luciferically satanic. He doesn't get it, does he?
No, you're exactly right. George Washington was a Mason. In fact, there, you know, the famous pictures out there, people only need to Google to see him in his Masonic apron. But he warned the American people against the Illuminati, the dangerous people that were infiltrating the Masonic society. In fact, his warning was right on, because later in the 1820s, just 10 or 15 years after his warning, there became an anti-Masonic political party. And they picked up state representatives, I think a few congressmen and one or two governors, and actually some people that later became presidents of the United States.
Remember now, whenever there's anti-Masonic, it's just another chip off of Masons. For example, one Masonic organization fights another. I'll give you an example. If you become a high-level Royal Arch Mason, you can worship on any book. You can take the Bhagavad Gita from ancient India. You can take the Upanishads. You can take the Urantia book. Have you ever heard about the Urantia book? You can take the Bible. You can take the Talmud of Babylon. You can take the Sefer Zirah, which is another evil book by the apostate Jews. It doesn't matter what holy book. You can take a book from the shamans of South Africa with Kreta Mutwa. As long as it's a holy book, they accept it. You don't understand, people out there, that doing what is right in your own eyes is the very essence of evil. 98% of what the devil does doesn't looks, tastes, and smells good and has a good outcome. Having an oppositional power system in our political system when you're dealing with fallen human beings is necessary because people are fallen. So when you give power to Congress and the Supreme Court and the president that are in opposition to each other, it prevents you having the rise of an emperor, or you should prevent it. Unfortunately, Congress hasn't done its work for the last 50 years. So as a result, in 1976, we started passing laws, and now we have 31 still standing orders. You might want to turn down your microphone because I can hear it in the background. Good feedback.
Yeah, let me drop it here. Sorry.
Yep. So what's going on right now?
The other, I'll try that during the next break.
What's going on right now, people don't get it. And you're not going to hear this on any other radio show or any other TV show in the world. You're going to hear it from Dr. Bill and Gary Richard Arnold. And that's why you're going to have your own show on our network. I'm very selective who I bring on. Because the churches, and I mentioned this on Tuesday with Calvi Smith, who runs his advocates, and he discovered all these things about the U.S. corporation. People don't realize the United States corporation is the rise of the new Atlantis, according to Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I.
Exactly.
People don't understand these are desperate times, and the people don't understand that Donald Trump has all over his apartment, Apollo. The reason is he is the one who has been selected by the high-level Masons to recolonize Mars. His Masonic name is Apollyon Rising. The recolonization of Mars, that's why he talks about the Space Force every third sentence. People don't get it, do they?
No, they're given a cupcake with the little sprinkles, with white frosting and the colors on it. It is. It's basically Jim Jones poison. Mm-hmm. You know, they come to you with the rainbow and all of this other type of facade, and really, it is poison. I'll vote for the man again,
but I need to talk to him desperately. He needs the wisdom that I've been given by the Most High God and the hellish experiences I've been through. And my colleagues like yourself, we need to have a Samuel Council. This man is lost. He's not saved. He's not a Christian. He's a very indulgent man. He's a very good builder. He must know the World Trade Center tower was demolished, and it was demolished with nukes and RDX, because 45% of the debris wasn't even in the building. And the only two sites that are radioactive with helicopters coming over to the Great Kill site for debris from the World Trade Center and the Israeli embassy, because there's nukes inside it. Did you know that? The only places in New York City that are radioactive from an airplane or a helicopter.
Well, the big press right now is trying to enforce or criminalize what is called hate speech. So if somebody feels offended, just like Brock Chisholm, who was head of the World Mental Health Association, or World Health Association under the United Nations, that said, mental strife or concern is a crime against the people. So what they do is they train their cadre, whatever their denomination is, whether it's an Indian or a black or an Asian or whoever, all of a sudden, if you criticize their policies, you are guilty of a hate crime. So this is their way of censorship and dumbing down actually those specific groups, because always you'll find that those people that are complaining about racism are funded through the tax-exempt foundations and are part of a plan, just like they went after the Catholic kids, just like they went after all the other false flags that we've seen over the decades.
Look at our guy that's over in England that got charged because he found the Muslims were actually assaulting teenage boys, because in Islam, especially in certain divisions like in Afghanistan, it's perfectly fine to have sex with underage males because it's not considered adultery or sexual perversion. And when he exposed this, Amazon actually has now banned his books or even his reused books or anything, because they don't want it out there. The fact is, the social media and the large corporations are collaborating to control the human mind. That's why we're getting on more directories. I just got on Spotify. We're now adding Alexa and TuneIn and many others. And we're doing that because we've got to get the truth out, because I had to have my own network, because when I was on other networks, I was either drowned out by foolishness on the network, or none of the other collaborators and broadcasters would bring me on because they're afraid of me. And do you think the people should be afraid of Dr. Deagle? Damn it, you'll bet they should be. Because of
they're not afraid of you. In fact, they're afraid of the ADL and APAC.
Let me clarify. They're afraid of Deagle. The APAC and so on are just going to try to silence if they say something, but most of them will pull back. Even big AJ, Alex Jones, after the slam of it, he tries to modify his message. Look, they don't mind having the school that they killed kids in, even though it was closed for 3 years. I had guys on. I got actually banned and warned over on YouTube because I put up videos over dealing with that school. Remember the one? The fact is that I got the actual FBI documents showing that it was a war game simulation. They had no problem killing people, just like they had no problem killing 3,000 Americans in 9/11. I got the actual U.S. geological analysis of the debris at the World Trade Center, and there was 55 times higher level of tritium and other isotopes showing it was nukes. I then took that data and tried to do testing at nuclear labs using what's called neutron spectroscopy, because I'm a nuclear chemist. And even my alma mater, every other medical lab, any other neutron spectroscopy lab in North America, Europe, and even Japan 3 years ago said, the State Department said, we're not even allowed to talk to you, Deagle. Okay, so guess what? You're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else. Not from AG, not from any other radio network, Republic Radio, anywhere. You're not going to hear it except here. So now I have my own network. Damn it, they're going to get the whole truth.
They need to copy and put it on their own archives.
Exactly.
Okay.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and Watt's Soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. And welcome back. Now, when you go to your news site, news-expose.org, you're going to hear things and see, you know, nice pictures and diagrams and names of people. And some of these names may be familiar, some aren't. But you have to understand, we've got globalist luciferic maniacs on all sides. And by the way, that includes not only Hillary Clinton, the Wicked Witch of the West, who's not going to run, but apparently she's still a queen maker or king maker. But we got Donald Trump, who people don't understand. The people surrounding him aren't necessarily good. We got John Lightning Bolt. We've got his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who's a high-level Kabbalistic warlock. His daughter, Ivanka, is completely apostate as a so-called Christian. When you accept the Sepharad Zira and the Talmud of Babylon, you're no longer a Christian. You're a Luciferic Jew. And we're not talking about Jews in a bad word, like saying, because I have Jewish and Hebrew blood. What you can say is, they're just like Jesus said, they're of the synagogue of Satan. And people don't want to hear that. In fact, if I was to say these things in a broadcast in Canada or Europe, I'd go to jail. We still have freedom of speech now for a time. But if the left and the Democrats got control of the Congress and Senate and they passed these bills, I would be shut down and I'd go to jail. Or they'd find some way to try to execute me. You can understand.
Yeah, this attempt at hate speech is really dangerous. And, of course, you see all the Republicans whipping it up because they're corralled into thinking that if you make a crime out of speech, that they're on the popular side.
There's no winners in this, okay? The thing is that people like Omar needs to lose her membership in these various committees in the House right now. She needs to actually be removed from power. And there should be a way to sanction her and actually force another election to replace her because she's dangerous. And by the way, she came from a group of people. They're the largest congregation of Somalis in America is in Minnesota. And guess who did this? This was under Barack Obama, brought all these damn Somalis. The thing is, when you bring in Muslims, you bring in trouble. Now, it's not the same as MS-13, but it's bad. And people don't understand that Islam does not, it's like oil and water, it doesn't mix with Western Christian democracy, it doesn't. And people don't get that, do they? Just like high-level masonry doesn't mix with true believers, or that the churches are not
preaching apostasy. The Democratic Party is not the savior. You go back to the Republican Party, you go back to Wendell Willkie, who wrote One World, who was a dupe and vassal of the Skull and Bones. You go back to John Dewey. You go back to Eisenhower, who was supported by the most left-wing people. They were trying to recruit him for the Democratic run. And then, of course, when he became president, he appointed John Foster Dulles as Secretary of State, and Alan Dulles as the head of the CIA, and both were founders of the Council on Foreign Relations. Then he chose Richard Nixon as vice president, who was selected by Prescott Bush to defeat Jerry Voorhees, who exposed the International Monetary Fund and saying that Europe, no matter what happens after Second World War, the cartelization of Europe will happen, which is the European Union. So the Republican Party has really nobody all the way through. Ronald Reagan, who was a member of the Americans for Democratic Action, which is the international, what was it, the Intercollegiate Socialist Society. He was officer in the United World Federalist for 13 years, which Alan Cranston ran. And right. Alan Cranston was called by a FBI undercover agency.
In other words, you're saying that Ronnie's red. Even though he worked on things like Star Wars, his whole idea was to actually meld America and eventually have America fused with the Soviet Union rather than compete with it. That's why he was offering the Star Wars to the Russians. It was part of a deal which these high-level leftist maniacs, including Ronnie, wanted to do. People don't realize that, do they?
No. In fact, you can still find on YouTube, or at least 6 months ago, you could find Ronald Reagan giving those showing speeches, which are so very convincing. He looks so earnest and is, you know, so handsome and deliberate in his praise. He was pushing Hubert Humphrey, who went to or he went to England to speak before the Fabian Socialist Society there. I mean, he was a member of the ADA. He was, you know, a world globalist person. So all these, you know, wonderful people. I mean, they're good people belonging to the Republican Party and the Women's Republican Clubs and all that other type of stuff. You know, they still love Ronald Reagan. They have the Lincoln and Reagan fundraiser.
I see it on Fox News. I see Fox puts all these praising reports and views over Star Wars and Ronald Reagan. People don't understand what's going on here, do they?
No. No, Reagan was part. It was supposed the communist Soviet Union was supposed to close. In fact, that was the Ford Foundation. The head of it said their purpose was to so alter the U.S. that it could comfortably merge with the Soviet Union. The head of the Ford Foundation was Robert Mayard Hutchins, and of course he was went to the University of Chicago. You're talking the billionaires, Fields and Rockefeller. He went to Yale Law School. He was a member of the Wolf's, I forget what it is, one of the four secret societies. He became head of the Ford Foundation, and he founded the Center for the Study of Democratic Institutions in Santa Barbara. And those son of bitches, they worked to create distorted constitutions to replace our own. This right. was a total, you know, hierarchy, deep state, center of all, you know, all the conspiracies to change the United States of America. And the head of the Ford Foundation that granted the money was McGeorge Bundy, who was also a member of Skull and Bones, who was part, in many histories, is included in the assassination of JFK.
Right.
So this is, you know, these people are from the deep state, and up here in Santa Cruz, one of the early members of the Board of Supervisors was a man by the name of Gary Patton. He supported the Soviets' takeover of Grenada, which was uncrating MiGs and had a couple of Soviet ships in the harbor. And I think there were some American students still studying on there, you know, studying right. at one of the universities there.
Medical school.
A little tiny island, but it was a Soviet move right at the neck of the American people. And Gary Patton was one of the people that joined Leon Panetta, who Obama appointed as Department of Defense and CIA, that went to a praise session for a communist spy, Hugh DeLacy, who Leon Panetta sent military and policy information to. Hugh DeLacy was an espionage spy for both the Soviet Union and Communist China. And those plaques remain today on the courthouse steps of Santa Cruz. And the same tradition and the same controls apply to the people today. They just have a softer language, but they're stepping up in their censorship, which is extreme. And you'll see copies of that with various presentations lately at the counties that are under the control of the Panetta machine.
I'm going to make a very bold statement. Do not listen to any other network other than this one to get the whole truth. You're going to hear anywhere from 50 to 70% of truth mixed with all kinds of blather or their own personal opinion, when in fact what you show on your site are documents. What I show is not only documents, but classified access information, which they can't have access anywhere else. And the problem is that people don't understand. Oh, I hear your radio going again. what people need to understand here is that if you get partial information, you're not going to prepare. You're not going to get legacy foods. You're not going to have your health tuned up to deal with scalar radiation or demineralized soil or toxic food. You're not going to have your health care fixed. The health care system, they don't want to fix it. They want to shorten your life. You see the collapse in the last 3 years, the human lifespan in America has actually shortened. If you have an advanced country, why would it shorten? It shortened very simply because they don't want you to live 10 or 20 years longer. They don't want you to be fully knowledgeable. They don't want you to own personal property. They don't want you to realize the real politics that's going on, do they? Right?
No. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. All I'm doing is exposing what they've said and what they do. There's no accusations here. This is their story, not
expose.
Mine. It's their hidden story.
Yeah, in fact, I like that. History, which is his or their story. We can change to their story rather than history.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when you do that, news-expose, and the fact is, if you don't have all the dots connecting, like, for example, what we do together is you have all the little details of all the little parts. It's like, you know, putting a game into puzzle parts. I have the big picture of what the puzzle looks like in the end. And so when you say all these things, I can connect it up to various things like the medical schools, the law schools. Most people don't realize Russia and China have bar associations. What the hell is a bar association? It's a British authorized registry. People don't realize one of the top people in the world that actually controls the New World Order is the Queen of England. People don't realize that, do they? I call
exactly.
it the chief, I call it the chief reptile.
I give the man that went to prison with, what was it, something review, intelligence review. Hell, you interview him, I think, from time to time. Lyndon LaRouche.
Right.
And while he has a philosophy of government, you know, benevolently doing a lot of things, at least he's using facts that are identifiable, and he's
right.
been in prison for using those facts.
He just died recently, I think 96, and his wife is still, Helga Zeppler-Rouche is out there. The problem is even they have blinkers on. For example, I've talked to Harley Schlanger, who will be back on the show tomorrow in Germany. He's from Berlin. And they have the idea that, you know, Belt and Road's good, and the Chinese are not trying to leverage people into debt. These 87 nations are working with China. Of course they are. China's taking over ports. They're trying to expand, have a number of ways of projecting their power. That's why they're weaponizing these islands in the South China Sea. That's why they're trying to take over every patent. So if you are a corporation and come to China for the last 5 years under Xi, you have to hand over your patents and your technology. They'll even make competing technology on the same factory floors at night that you do during the day to make products to ship to America, and then they compete directly against you, and then they take their engineers and try to leapfrog forward on their patents and steal it further. So Marco Rubio is correct, and the Belt and Road should be multinational so that people aren't in debt for their eyeballs to China and they allow them to take over their ports or their railways or whatever. So, you know, China, I have a Gordon Chang's book here called The Coming Collapse of China, and I'm going to get him, it's called Nuclear... his nuclear book about North Korea. I will be having that shortly. I want to get Gordon on the show because people need to understand our nuclear policy. What Trump did there was just grandstanding. He needed to say straight up that Mr. Putin is dangerous, that Mr. Putin wants a first strike weapon against America. He's put him in Kaliningrad, which is south of Latvia and Lithuania, right? He has put these weapons multiple times, or his previous people like Andropov, etc. But when we look back, I mean, this is the fourth time they've done this. They did it in Cuba, 1962. They did it in the mid-1980s in Grenada. They did it in the Guatemalan-Mexican border 5 years ago. I was the whistleblower of that. I had visions about it and told my contacts inside the government. And now they got La Rochelle Island with these new hypersonic cruise missiles that can fly at Mach 10 to Mach 13 at 7,000 to 9,000 miles an hour. So there's nothing that can stop them. They're a first-strike weapon. They also put these weapons in Kaliningrad so they can hit every square inch within minutes in Europe. And the Russians are not reasonable. They have all kinds of other scalar and other weapon technology. They don't have a big budget, but they're very creative. And they also have intel agents stealing technology from America. And they're very concerned because the ultimate technology that's going to take over is called AI. You know that, right? The AI bomb is a big bomb. Right?
Yeah. Well, again, you look at the people that control Russia. You know, Averill Harriman was the ambassador to it, Skull and Bones, just like China. You know, the first ambassador was H.W. Bush.
And big corporate leaders, too. Remember, you mentioned a few of them before.
Yep.
Pop out a few names just before we close here.
Well, we've got William F. Buckley, Skull and Bones, that gave the control of both ends of the Panama Canal to...
There you go. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bildigal is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. And, you know, real live radio, things change a lot. Looks like my guy Rob thought we were on Friday, so we may have to switch him over here to Friday and bring my Friday guest, which is Dr. Truett, on to Thursday. And, well, that's good, because the Thursday third hour is often kind of an open schedule where I drop in people like our climatologist, Dr. Tim Ball, and others. Gary, there's a lot of confusion out there. And the confusion is because people listen to regular television radio or they listen to other networks. I'm giving strong advice. Do not listen anywhere else except the Nutramedical Report anymore. Don't. You're going to get confused. You'll get entertained because you're going to listen to things like Coast to Coast Radio or some other network. And you're going to hear things that sound weird or strange or entertaining if it's late night. You're just kind of bored or you're an insomniac. But you want the truth. And if you don't get the full truth, you're not going to prepare physically for health problems that are happening because of the change in the environment. You're not going to be aware of things like the increase in the ultraviolet light or the increase in ozone layer damage and the increase in radiation or the drop in oxygen concentration or the fact that the economy is getting more and more fragile or the fact that we have the weapon of indignation which will knock out our power grid, whether it's a cyber attack or a missile or just even a crossing satellite or a fishing boat putting up a missile 100,000 feet in the air off our coast 300 miles. People are not aware. This is all being engineered. And while this is all happening, $2 trillion of illegal drug trade, human trade, organ trade is happening, managed by the SAD, with the Taliban, with the cartels, like the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico and Central America. And part of the reason why all these people are coming from Central America is their countries are a freaking mess. And we've done it. We actually allowed this to happen because we're siphoning trillions of dollars of money to build deep underground military bases for the global elite and those who get what I call the Willy Wonka chocolate card to go to the underground base when all hell breaks loose. People don't get this, do they? That the globalists have actually got a plan already to, they think they're actually on the right because they're going to save a portion of the human race when the geoclimatic disaster, which they're going to amplify, gets worse. And these maniacs want a carbon capture. They don't want to protect the Earth from a coronal mass ejection or a power outage or even an economic collapse or a thermonuclear war. They are actually hastening it, aren't they?
They've altered their values a long time ago. The regular people are no more than animals or herds to be used for milking or for meat or for rendition.
You mean the herd of humans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, animal farm, you know, the horse goes to glue, you know, all of this type of stuff. Again, it was Robert Hutchins, who belonged to one of the secret societies that Dr. Anthony Sutton wrote about. People have to do this. If you're going to fight back, you need to read America's Secret Establishment. Right now, it's a free download. It costs $400. Intelligence agencies around the world bought it so they could make their strategy. So if you want to save America, get the free download, print it out, because
get that download? What's the link again to get that download?
If they just go to America's Secret Establishment and put a couple of dots and put free downloads, there's three or four links in which they can do that. But they need to make themselves a hard copy because this stuff is disappearing like crazy under, Eric Schmidt and Jeff Bezos and all these other multinationals that have a full-blown war against the American people, both their physical health, their mental health, and their national sovereignty, the invasion coming over the border. This is full-fledged war. Now, Robert Hutchins, which I mentioned earlier, worked for the University of Chicago. That's Marshall Fields and Rockefeller. Marshall Fields funded all the communist networks, and Rockefeller funded all the, all the brainwashing things like Carnegie and so forth. Rockefeller funded Cold Springs Harbor, which brought in the eugenics and the DNA, in order to craft the beast of burdens that they want and the submission that they want, that came through, the University of Chicago. Robert Hutchins was the became the secretary of the Yale Corporation. The Yale Corporation is very dangerous. If you look at it and look at its history, they're all members of secret societies, and that includes the black guy that ran for president last time. I'm trying to think of him, the doctor. He is a member, he's a board member of the Yale Corporation. There is no excuse for him not to come out against them if he believes anything in what he says. What he says is 180 degrees different from the Yale Corporation and the secret societies. I don't think they'd put somebody in that position unless he was a tool. And there's no more excuse for people being members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Absolutely none. They're your fucking enemy.
Right, and the problem pardon the language, but here's the problem. The average person out there, including whether they're a decent American or a Christian or a decent Jew or whatever, doesn't understand that they're all being manipulated as little pawns in this whole system, and the system itself and the global elite don't care whether they die. They don't care if the power goes out and they starve to death or eat their children. They don't care if they die of violence and cannibalism. They don't care if the climate gets so disastrous you can't go outside or you get burned with ultraviolet light if the ozone layer goes. They want to actually amplify the problem. And I listened to this one guy who was considered by the Washington Post the smartest candidate nobody knows about this morning. I'm not going to mention his name. But then I started hearing him talking about carbon capture. This is another freaking moron. Carbon dioxide is a fuel for plants. The plants, their fuel, they turn into oxygen. Without oxygen, you have no ozone layer. Without an ozone layer, you don't have a living surface of the earth. These people are insane. They're dangerous. They need to shut up. They need to be put in a psychiatric...
Not insane. I think that's the wrong thing.
They're evil.
Deliberate with their evil in order to control and suppress and reduce the planet's population. They
right.
are not crazy. The crazy ones are the street professors and the, you know, the little bartenders from New York that you know, believes this stuff.
She's got a really weird squeaky voice. She's got like a... squeaky from voice, and she's actually like, I'm the boss. I'm thinking, you're like a little child that's trying to take over kindergarten. And you don't understand anything.
I don't believe with that characterization, and I didn't with Alex Jones, who would make fun of, you know, sounds and stuff. You can have, you know, the most honest person with a squeaky voice or...
No, but what I'm saying is...
it's telling the truth, you know?
No, I'm not talking about the voice. I'm talking about the intonation of thought behind it. Like when she says, for example, in Congress that I'm the boss and that she's going to actually mark other Democrats that voted with the Republicans.
Oh, exactly,
realize,
right, yeah.
That's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about someone who acts like somehow she's got superior knowledge and she's just a junior congresswoman, and now she's stirring the entire party, and the party's going for it. I don't understand it. For example, we've got previous Democrats that used to be considered relatively way out there, Bernie Sanderclaus. I've changed his name, by the way, to Sanderclaus because he thinks he's going to give everything away. Like, I don't know what kind of a magic bag he's got, but he doesn't have a magic bag, does he?
No, I like Sanderclaus. I'm writing that down right now.
He should only be shown with a red hat and a Santa pack. He should never be shown otherwise. He might be an apostate Jew, but he's Sanderclaus.
See, what all of us are... And I don't feel that the followers of Rick Warren are any different than the dopes that are followers of this New York socialist bartenderist. I mean,
right.
The Christians, with a much milder language, and, you know, with their so-called community service, if they don't understand that Rick Warren, anybody that belongs to the Council on Foreign Relations, is an enemy of freedom and sovereignty and choice, then they're followers of this lady. And those are the most dangerous. Look at all the conservative organizations that are at CPAC. I mean, it's probably 50%.
I laid this out on Tuesday, too. By the way, I may have you stay over for all or part of hour number three because I'm not sure if Rob Roselli's going to make it. Somehow things got crossed, wires got crossed. He said he was on Friday. But we need to have your truth on this. The fact is, the Christian pastors, especially people like Warren, are our primary enemy. Our primary enemy isn't the devil. Our primary enemy isn't Trump or even Hillary Clinton, because they're obviously evil. I mean, even if you look at it honestly, what Trump's doing, he's doing some good things, but he's doing a lot of evil. For example, when you set up the USMC treaty with Canada and Mexico, this is Area 3 of the New World Order, foreign affairs. If you look at what he's doing with Russia and China, he's trying to make big deals with these guys that are going to pull him into a world order, which is run from D.C., from the District of Criminals. You have to understand what's going on is the ultimate AI is the AI super being. That's the artificial intelligence system set up at Schriever Air Force Base as a primary node. And the gallium arsenide chip that was developed by Seymour Cray, and within 9 months after that, they killed him on the I-5 freeway there by Air Force Academy because they didn't want him around to interfere with what they're doing with their AI.
Well, we need the voices from all of the people, from whatever their backgrounds. I mean, Rand Paul, Ann Coulter, Ralph Nader, who I really don't agree with very much at all, Daniel Ellsberg, some of those were promoted for various purposes, but the multitude of voices help us to correct and judge more fairly than this march step Nazi type organization that's going on in the Republican and Democratic parties.
Well, I see it already even under Trump. I mean, the man is probably going to waltz in and take both the House, the Senate, and Congress, and yeah, he's going to do some good things. I'm guaranteed, for example, he'll probably get rid of Roe versus Wade. They need what is called a fetal bill, not a heartbeat bill, but a bill that the child at conception is a person. And that needs to be pushed forward. But I don't see that happening. I need to have a healthcare system where Trump should have done it already by executive order, allowed cross-border insurance. You've got your radio back on. I can hear the echo. where we have cross-state competition. We need to have a system to control the price of a price control commission to control the price of drugs. We need to have a system to control the price of housing and across the country so people can afford to have housing. You don't need to actually have socialism to force people. And if you want to have a system for topping up people's wages, you can have a system where people can apply for cost of living to actually have a thing not added by social services, but a thing to simply top it up, not to force the business to say the minimum wage has to be XYZ because that'll drive people out of business.
Okay, let me give the listening audience a last shot at this. In 1980, a book was called Economic Democracy. It was written by Eric Shearer, funded by the Ford Foundation, who we talked about earlier, Yale Corporation, all that type of stuff, University of Chicago, on crossfire with Pat Buchanan and Tom Brayden. It's still on the internet. If you put Crossfire, Gary, Richard, Arnold, 1982, you'll find the communication. I bring out the title of this book called Economic Democracy. Presently, in Santa Cruz and in the Ambag Soviet area, they've already adopted, and they're going to have a separate insurance organization. They're going to have a separate banking organization. They're creating Soviets, which are controlled by the people, the foundations, and the people that run the newspapers. And it's all under the title of being independent and so forth. It's all under CalCOG, meaning California Council of Governments. A system of Soviets have been set up not only in California under CalCOG, but all across the country. I urge every listener to find out what Soviet they belong into, and if they...